When I was playing hide and seek first time, my sister told me to face a tree, count to 100, and then start looking. So I did. I think counting to 100 took me almost 3 minutes. And of course, couldn't find anyone. They were long gone, extremely well hidden. But then I learned a trick to count to 100 very, very fast. Does anyone know the trick? It's to count 10 times 10. You have 10 fingers and you use them to count 10 times 10. It goes like this. 1 to 10, 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 100! Yeah, that's how you do that. And in this fast counting to 100, I see an analogy in how we live our lives today. We want everything fast. We cannot wait for anything or anyone. We are impatient. And impatience ruins the game, and the game is called your life. Impatience prevents us from living the life we want. We live with the autopilot engaged, hunting for short-term success. We don't take time to reflect on the states of our lives regularly, and by doing so, we end up with a life that just happened. Doing the same stuff over and over again, even if it's not working. And look at creativity. When do we get the best ideas? When we want a good idea quick? I don't think so. I bet you get your best ideas when you're in the shower or walking with your dog, when your mind is at easy mode instead of in autopilot fight mode. And then relationships, and this is a tough one. Impatience kills relationships. When we ask someone, hey, how are you doing? And someone replies, well, not too good. If we don't pay attention, our automated reply is, well, okay, great, see you. But if we don't take time to really listen and understand the people we care about, sooner or later, the relationship will break. So, if you want your life to be worth living, if you want to make a difference, you need patience. Patience is the most important quality in personal leadership today. And I'm glad to tell you that there's an easy way to be more patient. Today, we need a counting skill of ours, not for counting to 100 very, very fast, but for counting to 10 slowly. Over the years, I've learned that when you count to 10 slowly, beautiful things that were hidden will reveal itself. Counting to 10 slowly will help you to disengage your autopilot and take time to reflect, to make better decisions, and things go faster in the end. Counting to 10 slowly will help you to form great ideas without throwing them away immediately. Counting to 10 slowly will help you to really listen to people, giving them room to build up courage to say things that they find difficult to say. So next time, when you have to make an important decision, or you are talking to someone who has a difficult time, or you want to enable learning and creativity, use your counting skill. And to encourage you to do so, let's practice this together one time. We count to 10 together slowly. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10.